Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Great morning, great morning. This is Pastor Aaron Myers from Ark Family Fellowship saying great morning to you all. Once again, we are back on another Friday. For us, this will be a third Friday. Even for me, I would say it seemed unusual. I had to remember that meeting in two this month, we landed on our first Friday, literally on the first. It was a little strange and different for me at first. But I said, you know, this technically will be the third Friday. But I thank God and I honor God for it. There's nothing to it but to come up here and do it, you know. So once again, I want to say great morning to you all, for those who are getting on, for those who are on already. I want to say once again, great, great morning. And it seems that we have made it once again to another Friday, and this will be our third Friday on this morning. So without further ado, is Brother Sydney on the line this morning? If she could, if she's on the line, if she could. Oh, great morning, Mother Sydney. It's always great to hear your voice. Yes, ma'am. Without further ado, if you could start us off, lead us off in prayer, that would be excellent.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you on this morning. We say that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We say we rejoice because, God, you're the one that woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're the one, Lord God, that shook us this morning. It wasn't the alarm clock, but it was your hand touch, Lord God. Oh, God, under the Oshaya, that you allow the spirit man to rise up today, God, that we may be able to get it right once again with you. And we thank you today. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for long-suffering with us, Lord God, on this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we continue to pray, Lord God, for Dr. Will Floyd, God, hallelujah, and her speedy recovery, Lord God, and how you have took her through, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that she is mending and healing, Lord God, that you will continue to, oh, God, minister unto her, Lord God, that she will be comforted in her in the area, Lord God, where there's pain. Lord God, we thank you, God, because we know that you're the chief physician. We know, Lord God, that your Shakaya, God, that you was there guiding the hand of the surgeon. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that she's strong, she's vibrant, Lord God. And, Lord God, we thank you for the woman of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, continue, Lord God, to bless Pastor Aaron, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, give him the strength, God. Give him the strength and give him your wisdom, Lord God. Yoshikaya, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Young man, Lord God, loving you, Lord God. Oh, God, have the heart of the bull, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you anoint him on today, God. Lord God, be with him, God. Word his mouth of clay on today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, as you lead him, oh, God, let your word, let the power of the Holy Ghost come up out of him, Lord God. Oh, God, that people, Lord God, across the nation, across the globe, Lord God, will be blessed by the words, Lord God, that come out of his mouth, because we know those are your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we bless the visionary of the line. Lord God, that you will continue to strengthen him, Lord God, in his body, in his mind, in his soul, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because, Lord God, it wouldn't be this day, Lord God, that we're here, oh, God, on Friday morning, Lord God, in your Shekiah, God, or a platform where the youth, Lord God, can grace, God, and ask their questions, Lord God, and to be themselves, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and we pray for the youth, Lord God. In this day and time, when we're living in perilous days, God, we ask you that you watch, Lord God, and protect their eye gates and their ear gates, Lord God. And, Lord God, those that you have set aside and set apart for your use, Lord God, Lord God, continue to hide them in your pavilion, Lord God. Continue to protect them, Lord God, under the Oshakiah, God. Lord God, that the enemy, Lord God, will not be allowed, Lord God, to touch them, God, because we know, Lord God, oh, God, that the enemy, he goes to and fro the earth, seeking whom he may devour. But, Lord God, I decree and declare he will not devour our young people. He will not devour our children, Lord God. Oh, God, the righteous, Lord God. He will not devour them, God, because we pray that hedge of protection around them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that they will continue to excel in their academics, God, that they will continue to excel in whatever job or opportunity, whatever occupation, Lord God, that they choose, God, that you walk with them, that you be with them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We apply the blood over their lives, God. Lord God, we pray for their presence. We pray for their future, Lord God. Oh, my Neo Shekiah, God. And, Lord God, and when we see them in the future, Lord God. And, Lord God, their future look mighty good, Lord God. They present now, God, right now, God. It looks even good, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you for raising up for Deborah's and Esther's, Lord God, and Gideon's, Lord God, and Jacob's, Lord God, oh, God, and Aaron's, and the Oshakiah, and Caleb's, son of Oshiah, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. You're raising up some J-Rails, son of Oshiah, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning. We pray for Administrator Brian, Lord God. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me, God. Bless your holy name, God. Blessings, God, to the Oshakiah, God, for her faithfulness, God, for her selflessness, God. Lord God, faithful, Lord God, woman of God, faithful, God, in every area that you have her in, Lord God, where is she planted in the Oshakiah, God, faithful, God, in the Oshakiah, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, you continue to touch, God. And the last, God, the Brain Awareness Organization, God. Lord God, that you gave her, Lord God. How about Neo Shekiah, God? Lord God, that the organization, Lord God, that of Shekiah, God, not only, God, will be placed in Alabama, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that it will be extended, God, across the globe, Lord God. Lord God, you do it for her, Lord God. in the name of Jesus, God. Decree and declare, Lord God, that that organization will have no lack, Lord God. Lord God, that the doors of opportunity, Lord God, oh God, will always be open, Lord God. Lord God, that brain awareness, Lord God, will be a conduit to your Shekiah, God. Lord God, a conduit with finances, Lord God, to your Shekiah, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, will flow through it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that it will be able, Lord God, to help those family, Lord God, oh God, that have had brain problems, God, brain disease, in the name of Jesus, not only brain disease, Lord God, in the Oshakaya, God, Lord God, whatever, Lord God, that her heart is desire, Lord God, for the organization, Lord God, you put that desire there, Lord God. You put that need there, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we decree and declare it. It is so, Lord God. It is so, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for the buildings, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, not only, Lord God, brain awareness, God, but, Lord God, the hospital, a philanthropist, God, in the Oshakaya, God, a scientist, God, will come that way, Lord God, even in the building, Lord God, asking for a place of research into the Oshakaya, God, researching the Oshakaya, God. They want to research, Lord God, even the brain, Lord, and the mind of the Oshakaya, God. Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you put her in place at the right time, God, in the right season that we are in today, God. We thank you today, Lord God. Lord God, that you have opened up a window, God, and pouring out a blessing upon your people on today, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, oh God, that it is our season, God, that we are walking in our season, Lord God. We are walking in our blessing, Lord God, but it's an overflow of blessing, Lord God. Lord God, we are walking, Lord God, that houses have been given to us, Lord God. Lord God, land, Lord God, that we didn't have to plow out, God. Houses, God, that we didn't have to land. We didn't have to build, Lord God, in the Yoshimaya, God. Lord God, you have shifted in the Yoshimaya, God. You have shifted the hands of time for your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we have been in our exodus in the Yoshimaya, God, a long time, God. And, Lord, now, God, they're at the promised land, Lord God. Oh, God, living with in the flow of milk and honey, God, in riches and land, Lord God. Lord God, that you promised your people on today, God. You said, he that have a voice, he that have an ear, let him hear on today, God, what the Spirit has said unto the church, God. Lord God, you are talking to your people, Lord God. You are ministering to your people today, Lord God. Open up their ears, God, that they may be able to hear, God. Lord God, it is high time, God, that they wake up out of their slumber, Lord God, in the Oshakaya, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you, Lord God, for sensitivity of the Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for your love, God, your unconditional love, God, your agape love, God, in the Oshakaya, God, that you put down on the inside of us, God. Take not your Spirit away from us, God. Lord God, purge us with hyssop, God. Create in us a clean heart, God, and renew the right spirit in us, God. Lord God, we are your ambassadors, Lord God. Lord God, we are standing on the wall today, God, and we choose not to come down, God, because the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence take it back for us, Lord God. And we thank you on today, Lord God. Prepare your people, God. Prepare, Lord God. Prepare the Oshania, Lord God. Prepare unto them the Oshania. The Oshikea, not the Oshania, God. Prepare, Lord God. Prepare them, God. Let them make preparation. Let them make preparation in this hour, Lord God. God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. When the enemy comes in, Lord God, like a flood, Lord God, you raise a standard for us, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you right now, God. Oh, God, you're Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end of everything, Lord God. You are our battle locks this morning, Lord God. Your wheel in the middle of the wheel, Lord God. You are our strength. Strength like no other, Lord God. Oh, God, you are our lawyer, God. You are the chief judge, Lord God. Your father, father, fatherless, God. Lord God, the Yoshikiah, God. Rock us in your bosom on today, God. We send comfort out, God. Comfort out to the land, Lord God. For those that are bereaved, God. Dealing with bereaved family, Lord God. Those are laden in heaven, laden, God. You're able to give them rest, Lord God. Let them take your yoke upon you, God, because it is easy, God, and your burdens are light, Lord God. We thank you today, God, for grace and mercy, Lord God. And now while we're here waiting, Lord God, waiting on our assignment on today, God, waiting on the word from heaven, Lord God, the most Shekiah, God, a right now word, God, that will help your people throughout the day, God, and we glorify you on today, God, and we give you glory, and we give you honor and praise, God, because it belongs to you, God, in the name of Jesus. No backlash, no retaliation will come to this prayer, God, and we give you the glory, and we give you the honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you
Amen.
To the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Sydney. Thank you so much. And we come in agreement with your prayer on this morning. And we ask that those that please keep Dr. Wilkes, once again, like Mother Sydney prayed, keep her in our prayers on this morning. Pray for her recovery. And without further ado, I do want to express before I go any further that great morning to Evangelist Pidgett on this morning. Great morning. This will be our first time being on the line together on this morning. And just excited. Yes, ma'am. I'm just excited. You know, I believe we first met over at the conference in June in Chicago. So, you know, we met at that occasion, and it was just a blessing. And I just believe everybody left. If they didn't go there on fire, I know that everybody left on fire. And I know that fire and everybody is still burning. It's still going. And so I'm just excited just to hear what the Lord is going to say through you on this morning. But right before I turn it over to you, Administrator, are there any questions or announcements on this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Aaron. Good morning, Evangelist Sydney. We don't have any direct questions, not at this time, man of God.
Now, are there any announcements that we may need to know about on this morning
Yes, sir. I'll be happy to play them right now.
We're getting ready to celebrate. Celebrate. Get ready for the Family Values Conference 2021 and birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. This happens October 29th through 31st, 2021. The theme, God's Divine Grace to Rule and Reign. Family Values Conference and Birthday Celebration 2021. Here we go. It kicks off Friday night, October 29th at 7 p.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 31 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, the guest speaker, Pastor Mel Flowers, Kingdom Harvest Family Church, Olympia Fields, Illinois, on Saturday, October 30th, 2021, from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. Your tickets are $70. It's the formal banquet and birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews at First Assemblies International Church, 14559 South Green Street, Harvey, Illinois. The guest speaker, Mother Judy Hines, overseer of Overcomer International Network, Sunday, October 31st at 11 a.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, the guest speaker, Bishop Gary Wheeler of Changing Word Church International, Orlando, Florida. Get ready for a praising good time. October 29th through 31st, 2021, the Family Values Conference 2021 and birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. A celebration that you do not want to miss. So here's what you do. Make plans to be there.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon. Coming soon.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
And just a quick reminder, Pastor Aaron, that the tickets are on sale for the Family Values Conference and the birthday celebration for Dr. Matthews. The deadline to purchase your ads for the program booklet, the deadline will be October 23rd. We have to have them in at that time so we can get everything submitted to the printer. October 23rd, if you want to purchase the ads, or shout out to Dr. Matthews in the program booklet. The ads are $25 for a business card, $50 for half page, $100 for full page, and they'll all be in color. If you can't make it to the conference, we'll be more than happy to mail your booklet to you as well. If you would like to know more information, please give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can text us at 334-440-6152. Again, that number is 334-440-6152. God bless you, Pastor Aaron.
Thank you. God bless you all on this morning. And once again, I am just excited. I'm a person that, you know, a word from the Lord can come from a baby. I'm going to sit back and listen. I'm going to adjust my ears to listen. So without further ado, once again, I want to just give honor and praise to the Lord, and I thank God for Evangelist Pidgey on this morning. Like I said, I'm just excited. I just can't wait to whatever's about to come forth from her on this morning. So without further ado, Evangelist Pidgey, you are up.
Amen. Good morning. God bless everyone that is on the line. God bless you, Pastor Aaron. God bless you, Mrs. Wilkes, if she's on the line or just listening in. Minister Bryant, Prophet LaRon Matthews, all those that are the kingdom leaders that are on the line, I come to you out of Restoration of Truth Ministries, Hampton, Newport News, Virginia, and under the leadership of Apostle Maurice Simmons and Apostle Eugene Simmons. I bless the Lord for all that he is doing right now. I want to give honor to my husband, Temper Piggott. for covering me, for praying for me, and also for my leaders. They are also praying and covering over me. So God bless you all for coming on the line this morning. I know it's early in the morning, but God has a word. And so I am so thankful to be here today to be able to share what God has put on my heart. And I just want to say one thing. When Evangelist Wilkes reached out to me, it was amazing because just the day before, God had gave me a word, and I said, ooh, so what's this for? You know, and, you know, usually when God gives you a word, it's for you, number one, because he got to deal with you first. And when he dealt with me regarding it, it's just like confirmation after confirmation, even as the weeks kept going on, the Lord just kept showing himself in this word. And so I pray that you all will be blessed by this word, and I'm still walking in it. So let's pray without further ado. Father God, we thank you today, Lord God, for this is the day that you have made. God, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I thank you for those that have prayed, Lord God, Mother Sydney, Lord God. I pray that you will cover her, pour back into her in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing confirmation even through her prayers, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will send your angels, Lord God, to your people today, oh God, to our young people, God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to know, Lord God, that you are with them, Lord God, in every aspect of their lives in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you will also minister to our children, Lord God. Minister to, Lord God, the adults in the name of Jesus. God, cover them, shield them, Lord God. Show them your way, God. Guide their footsteps, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that you are God and God alone. And we thank you, Father, for the words that's going to come out of my mouth, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, the words that you put on paper, Lord God, and the words that you put in my heart, Lord God. Let it come forth in the name of Jesus, that your word will be satisfied, Lord God, in that to, for those that hear in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, good morning again, everyone. I want to share with you today the word that came, that's coming out of Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. And let's go there real quick. Okay. Here we go. So today we're going to talk about Moses commands obedience. That's not my topic. I'll tell you what the topic is in just a few seconds. So here we go. First one. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did in Baal Peor, for the Lord your God has destroyed from among you all the men who follow Baal Peor. But you have held fast to the Lord your God, are alive today, every one of you. Surely I have taught you statutes and judgments, that just as the Lord may commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you to go possess. Therefore, verse 6, therefore be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the people who will hear all the statutes, and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Verse 7, for a great nation is there that has God so near to it, as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him. Verse 8, and what great nation is there that is such statutes and righteousness judgment as are in all his law, this law, which I set before you this day? Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Listen to your children and your grandchildren, especially concerning the day you stood up before the Lord, your God, in Horeb,
when the Lord said to me, gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my word, and they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, that they may teach their children. Verse 11. And we're going to go down to verse 14. When you came near and stood at the foot of the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire, to the midst of heaven with darkness, cloud, and thick darkness. And the Lord spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of the word, but you saw no form. You only heard a voice. So he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, the Ten Commandments. And he wrote the tablet, and the Lord commanded, verse 14, and the Lord commanded me that the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you may observe them in the land which you cross over to possess. Amen. So I want to leave you with this word today. Do not forget your armor. I'll say that again. Do not forget your armor. When the Lord gave me this word, I woke up and he was like, do not forget your armor. I said, what does that mean? So he took me to this scripture about Moses and how in his, he commands obedience for the people of Israel to follow because they had to possess the land. Let me give you a definition of armor. Armor means defensive covering for the body, especially covering like such as a metal used in combat or a quality of circumstances that affords protection for the armor of prosperity. Or here's another one, a protective outer layer such as a ship or a plant or an animal or a cable, you know, like the cable like on your charger cord, something like that that covers your protects the wires. Or armor force, like a vehicle, such as a tank or a plane or something like that. It has an outer shell. And so, people God, today, you know, we live in a time that is called self-indulgence, where people want to do what they want to do, but little do they know they're blinded by the consequences that takes place. So in this process that we're in today, we must learn to remember that we have to have on our armor. Do not forget your armor. How many times have you woke up in the morning, or when God wakes you up in the morning, and you get up, you put on, you know, your clothes, you do everything, and then you run out the house, only to forget a particular thing. Maybe it's your belt that you forgot. Maybe it's, some people may forget to put on their socks. I don't know how they would do that unless they just, you know, don't wear socks on a normal basis. Or maybe, you know, they forgot to comb their hair a certain way, you know. But before we go out into the world, we must cover ourselves with the whole armor of God. And as Moses was teaching the Israel, the children of Israel, he was telling them to learn God's truth, to remember what God has told them, to remember everything, because sometimes we can get all of discombobulated by the cares of this world that we forget what God has promised us, what God is commanding us to do. So let's go to Ephesians 6, and we're going to go to verse 10 and 18, and this is going to break down the armor. And I'm reading out of the Amplified. It's going to read a little different, but it brings some more clarity. It says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord, drawing your strength from him, and be empowered through your union with him, and in the power of his boundless might. Put on the full armor of God, which means for his precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier, so that you might be able to successfully step up
against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceit of the devil. For our strength is not in our flesh and blood contending only with our physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural places. Therefore, people of God, put on the complete armor of God so that you may be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil days or day of danger. And having done everything that the crisis demands, to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, unmovable, and victorious. So stand firm and hold your ground, having tightly the wide band of truth, your personal integrity, your moral courage around your waist, and having to put on the breastplate of righteousness, the upright heart, and having strapped on your feet the gospel of peace in preparation to face the enemy with firm-footed stability and the readiness produced by the good news. And here's the other part of the scripture. Above all, lift up the protective shield of faith with which you can extinguish flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, with all prayer and petitions, praying with specific requests at all times, on every occasion, in every season, and in the spirit. And with this in view, stay alert with the perseverance and petitions, interceding in prayer for all God's people. And that was a lot, but it was some deep words in here that would encourage you on today to not forget your armor, because many times we can go, like I said before, we can go out into the world and not be prepared, because the enemy is coming to do nothing but to kill, steal, and to destroy. And as we, as people of God, come together on this line today, we have to recognize that the enemy is not playing fair. He is after our soul, and he is after the assignment that God has for you. Remember that there's fitness that is required when you're wearing your armor, because our armor is heavy. It has our name on it. It is assigned to you and you only. It is not a one-size-fits-all. No, ma'am, and no, sir. Every one of us have an armor that we have to put on. And as I was reading to you about Moses, and he was commanding obedience, that is one of the key things that we must do. We know that we cannot go out in this world naked, and we have to follow the laws of the land. So we have to, if we know that we cannot go outside of our own physical house without the proper attire on, we know that we cannot do the same thing in the spiritual realm. We have to put on the whole armor of God, because whatever you face, you have to know head on what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And God will give you the wisdom and knowledge and understanding on what to do in that process. Now, I want to say this to you. Like I said, with your whole armor, it comes with your personal things, the things that you've dealt with, the things, the trials that you've overcame in your life, the things that you're presently dealing with, because you know there's always going to be a wardrobe malfunction. How many of y'all have dealt with a wardrobe malfunction where you've picked out an outfit that you thought was going to be cute, that was going to be nice, you know, then something didn't work. Maybe the shirt was a little too snug. Maybe the shoe zipper, your zipper on your shoes didn't work, or the buckle didn't fit, you know, didn't close. The claps on it didn't work too well. And so you end up having to change it anyway. Sometimes we have to change our mindsets just so our minds can be focused on what God is telling us to do for that day. Just like yesterday, you're not going to wear your clothes from yesterday today. you got to wear, you have to put on something new and fresh and clean. So we have to renew our mind daily, just in the word of God, just as we go before God, we have to get on our knees and pray and ask the Lord, what is it today, Lord, that you have me to do? What is it that's ahead of me that I'm not aware of? Give me wisdom. Give me knowledge. Give me understanding, Father, on what I need to do today so that I can be successful in this day. What obstacles am I going to deal with today? Help me to handle the obstacles that is in my way, that I won't be stressed out, that I won't be feeling like I'm defeated or allowing people to speak to you any kind of way. You have to take on the full armor of God because the enemy is after us, but we know that we have a God that loves us more than anything, that he will not let anything happen to us. Nothing will come near our dwelling. No weapon formed against us will be able to prosper in this hour and this season, people of God. So I want to encourage you to do not forget your armor. We have to put the armor on so that we can fight the good fight of faith in Jesus' name. A scripture in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That is the same thing, people of God, about your armor. You have to take off the old and put on the new. Remember that God has put you in a new place where you can walk in full authority. He's giving you the keys to the kingdom. And sometimes we can be out of place and out of alignment where we can hear the word and not do it. It comes from a place where you could be sitting and hearing the word for in your physical ear. And we talked about this last night in Word Studies. I thank God for this. It's so much confirmation. Sometimes you can hear God's word in your heart. When you hear God's word in your heart and you're receiving it in your heart, there's a difference altogether. I'm going to read that again. For you to hear God's word with your heart and receiving it in your heart is two different things altogether. You know that you have truly received the word when you begin to be doers of the word. James 1:22 says, be ye doers of the word only. The word hearer is a word where you get out of audio. So sometimes we got to take the, I remember last night we were talking about taking the wax out of our ears. We were praying. And sometimes our ears can get clogged up by the things that we hear, the things that we entertain with our ear gate. So a reminder to just make sure that your ear gate is clear enough so that you can hear the word that God is speaking to you in the morning or at nighttime when you pray or while you're meditating on his word throughout the day. Just be hearers of the word. Just be do what God has called you to do and when you hear his voice. See, Moses was telling the people to listen up, listen to the commandments. He was reminding them to learn of God's truth, to fall in love with God's love, and to remember the blessings that is on their lives. Because the family beforehand, the generation before, they had to die off. What should have taken only 11 days, people of God, took 40 years. And now the new generation was presented this land that was promised to their forefathers. And now they're walking in fear. We cannot walk in fear, people of God. Some people have missed the mark because of their own fear, because of their own setbacks, because of their own thinking. But we have to put on the mind of Christ. If God says it, it is finished. If God said it so, it is so. We have to not be afraid. We cannot be afraid of man's faces. We cannot be afraid of what man may do. Because if God says it, we have to pursue it. We have to listen up, people of God. Like I said, to the commandments in the calling that God has put on our lives. It is only in that secret place you will be able to hear the divine directions on what you need to do. God will confirm his word. So if we walk in obedience and not be afraid, the manifestation of what we need to see in our lives will come forth. And see, like I said before, Moses had urged his people, urged Israel to hear and to obey, because having God's law was a privilege, and it was also in their obedience where they will receive their key to success to you, which is in Deuteronomy 2:4-8. Let's go to Joshua 1. I pray that you all are being blessed by this, because I'm truly being blessed as I'm talking. It's like I'm reading, and it's like I'm reading myself and also blessing myself, but God's blessing me. But you get what I'm saying. Pastor Aaron, I hope you understand what I'm saying too.
I'm listening. I'm excited. It's some points you made, and I'm going to address it once you get through teaching. But I said triggered me to a place, not to trigger, I mean, in a positive light. So, yes, man, I'm just listening. I'm being blessed on this morning.
Amen. All right. So let's go to Joshua 1, and then we're going to go down to, we're going to read 1 through 8. And it says here, God is talking about God's commission to Joshua. So after the death of Moses, because you all already know that Moses was not, he didn't go over to the promised land because of his, wasn't obedient to what God told him to do. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord came to pass, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I have given to them, the children of Israel. Verse 3, every place that is sold to your foot will tread upon what I have given you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and to the Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, and the land of the Hittites, to the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. Verse 5, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Verse 6, this is, I love the scripture right here. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance in the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the laws which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, many that you may prosper wherever you go. Verse 8. And this is, in the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way as prosperous, and then you will have good success. Verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and good, be not afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen. So I want to encourage you again, people of God, that do not be afraid. God is with us, and when we have on the full armor of God, knowing that God is our strength, he is our refuge, he is the only way. The truth. He's the only truth, way, and life. He's the only one that is going to be able to guide you through the promise, to the promises that he has set for your life. A couple of weeks ago, my apostle was talking about stand up and coming to the front of the line. And I said, oh my gosh, he was all up in my message. I couldn't help myself. I was like, I wanted to scream on the phone, because I was like, wow, this is just too cool. Because as he was teaching and speaking, I can hear the sound of God just saying, there's got to be balance. You have to be in a right posture, you know, in order to to get to that place. You know, it's so easy for us to stand behind a group of people. Imagine this, standing behind a group of people who are fighting in a war or whatever, and you go behind and hide because you're afraid you may be getting dirty, you may be having to deal, you know, have to deal with people, you know, and be it being there, getting their mess, excuse me, and or even getting in your own mess. You know, sometimes we God wants us to get from behind the line and move to the forefront so that we can do great and mighty things for him and to possess the land. There's time out for being behind the line, people of God. We have to move forward. Sometimes we may have that fear of just getting exposed, but that's all right because God is still going to cover us. Maybe we have a lack of faith, but God gives us all a measure of faith. But that great faith where it says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, which is in Hebrews 11:1, we have to know that if God is for us, who can be against us? And even when the faith, when you feel like you're low, in that weakness, God is our strength. We may be lacking in that area, but in the battle, if you look back just as Moses had encouraged the people of Israel, these young people, to remember what God has done for them, it will give you the strength that you need to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And at the end of it all, we know who's going to be in charge, and it is God. It is not the devil. It is Almighty who's going to take over and bring us into victory. The question I want to ask you is, during the teaching also, he said, light or darkness, which one is overtaking you? Because if you're in the light, that means you're in the light of, you're walking in the light of God. If you're in darkness, then you're the opposite. But who is overtaking your mind? Who's overtaking your thoughts? Who are you allowing to take over your possession of what God is telling you to do? Is it man? Are you fearful of man? Don't be afraid of man. Just do what God tells you to do, and he will bless you in your obedience. And that's what was going on with the children of Israel. They were so afraid, but at the end, with their obedience, they were able to possess the land. So we must rise up to the occasion because, again, the enemy is not playing fair. Your equipment must be sharp and to the point where nothing will penetrate your armor. That means in your heart of hearts, you know that everything that God has spoken to you from, whether it's a prophecy, whether it's the word, whether it's the spending time with him and he spoke with you in that secret time, or the word has been confirmed by your leaders or by, you know, the different situations, just know that in the midst of it, we have to die to ourselves. And this is what I want to say to you. In the midst of this life, we are here. We're here, but we have a choice to either live to die for what we believe for. And I'm going to say that again because I thought that was kind of deep when this came to me. It says, in the midst of this life we're in, we have a choice to either live to die, because we have to die in order to live for what we believe. Sometimes people don't want to take the persecution, you know, because in the last days we're going to have to take the persecution for his name's sake. We will be talked about. We will be lied on. We will be, you know, people will throw false accusations towards us. But that's where the whole armor of God, you know what you have on. It is not going to penetrate because you are secured in God. Your confidence is in him and not in man. Hallelujah. There's so many hurting people, young people, adults, and even elderly that we're going to run into in our lives. But as we have on the full armor of God, God will give us the words to say. He will take our feet and take us places where we never thought our feet can actually go into, because we're walking in the gospel of peace to share the gospel of the word of God's word and salvation to those that are needing it in this hour and this season. Some may have dealt with some more casualties in their lives than we have ever dealt with in our lives, but we have to know who we can turn them to. We don't always have the answer, but the answer is in our mouth, and that is to lead them to God, to lead the people to Christ Jesus, to let them know that their salvation is real and that he died on the cross for their sins and that he is able to remove them out of their discomfort, out of their pit of sin, and to a life of full abundance in Jesus' name. So I just want to leave you with this, people of God, as I close. Remember, number one, remember what and where God has brought you from. Number two, keep moving even if it don't feel right or seem right. Trust God in the process because God makes everything good. He makes everything well. He does the better job than we can actually do. You know, because his ways are much higher than our ways. His thoughts is much higher. Everything is above us. God knows what he has set for us. He knows the ending of our story anyways. He wrote it. He wrote our story. He knew us from our mother's womb. He knew what we was going to be. He knew the ways that he knew we were going to go left when he told us to go right. He knew that if we was going to stand still and crawl up in the space, we got to come out of that cave, people of God, so that God can move in our lives. It's on what's ahead. Sometimes we can go back to our past and we can be stuck right there. But we have to move past, use the past as a lesson, but also as your testimony for people to know that if God did it for you back then, he will do it again for you. He will do it again. And even if you go through the cycles again, just remember that God is still with you. Number four, trust and know that God will do it again. Hallelujah. If he, like I said, if he did it before, he will do it again and even greater because he wants to build our faith. He wants us to trust in him and not lean upon our own understanding like in in Proverbs chapter, let's go there. Trust in the Lord real quick. Going to go to Proverbs. Give me 1 second, people of God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse God, and it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. Verse 7, I like this part right here. It says, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. But sometimes we can do stuff and we think it's good and it ain't good. Sometimes we can act upon our own flesh, but we got to take ourselves out, you know, and say, deny ourselves, die of that flesh, and allow God to arise so that the enemies can be scattered in Jesus' name. And number five, I want to leave you with this. The devil is defeated. I'll say that again. The devil is defeated. Just remember that the devil is defeated. We have won the victory in Jesus' name. And just remember, people of God, that also in Revelation, it says this, that in Revelation 3:14, it says, 14, it says, and the angel of the church of Laodiceans, right, these things says the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, and the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you're either cold or hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because of your lukewarm, either cold or hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say I am rich, having become wealthy, and having need of nothing. Do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich in white garments, that you may be clothed, that you be ashamed of your nakedness, may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with the eye of flood. I hope I said that right. That you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he will be with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant and sit with me on my throne, as I also became and sat down with my Father at his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. So I want to encourage you all to not be lukewarm in this hour and this season, but either you be cold or hot. I want to be on fire for Christ. I want to be on fire for him so that he can do what he needs to do in and through my life. I want to encourage you all to just suck with the Lord. Get in that secret place with him. Allow him to speak to you. If you're in a relationship that is topsy-turvy, make sure that you pray and ask God diligently, seek him to make sure that you're making the right decisions. If you're thinking about going to school, if you're thinking about taking that job, see ever God, whatever your desires is, God will give you the desires of your heart. But you also have to follow his will. Deny yourself and get into that place where you can submit your will to him so that he can do the work in and through your life, so that when it's all said and done, God will get the glory. He will get the glory. He will get all the glory out of it in Jesus' name. God bless you. That is the word of God that I have for you today, people of God. Let's pray. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will minister to your people right now, God. I thank you, Father, for all that you're doing right now, God. There is nothing that is too hard for you, God. We thank you for the word today, God. We pray that you will cover your people throughout this day, God. Give them strength, Lord God. Give them guidance. Give them wisdom. Give them what they need in the name of Jesus to be able to possess the land that you have set for them, God. Whatever promises that you have set before them, Lord God, help them to not be weary and well-doing, God. But in due season, they shall reap as they faint not in the name of Jesus. God, strengthen their hearts, Lord God, to let not their heart grow weary, God. Help them, Lord God, to be patient and to wait on you, oh God, to wait on the Lord, and that you will renew their strength. And Father, I thank you for all that you're going to do right now, God. Let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Evangelist Pidgett, I just want to say once again, I thank God for you for this teaching on today. And there were some major key points that you touched on. But I know for me, there were three things, well, actually four things that you said. I know you were talking about, when you first started talking about the armor up. You know, so immediately, you know, I know you said you were coming from Deuteronomy, but, you know, my mind instantly went to Ephesians 6:10. And, you know, it's amazing because you study the word of God, you begin to get a discerning mind between what was going on in the natural and the spiritual. So in Deuteronomy, they had to armor up, you know, we learned how to armor up, you know, physically, because they had to go up against, you know, the Canaanites and the Amorites and the Philistines. So, you know, you learned that in the journey of the Israelites as a whole, they were in a time of warfare, and then sometimes they were in a time of desolation, and then God would send a judge, thus the book Judges. God would send a judge at that time to help deliver them up out of their situation. So, you know, but so naturally they had to armor up, but even so, you would say spiritually they had to armor up, and Moses did encourage that. So my mind went to Ephesians. Ephesians was talking more so of the spiritual, where we see what Moses was trying to do in the spiritual, but of course what they had to do in the natural. Amen. But I want to just touch on too, again, you said alignment and authority. And there's one thing you said as you was teaching, and you said that the previous generation had to die off. And so the previous generation, because you were mentioning how that this journey should have took 11 days, but it took 40 years. But in order for that to happen, the previous generation, because they have done so much, the previous generation had to die off. And, you know, I'm a person that I'm not a prideful person. you know, I thank God for the wisdom that he has endowed me with me being, you know, so young. But I can attest to the fact that I know there's going to come a time that even with all my wisdom and understanding and knowledge, that eventually that is not going to be needed to at a certain point, because my thing is not necessarily naturally or spiritually, but, you know, my way may have to die off so order that my son's generation or the generation that's after him, you know, they're going to, it's going to, because we're going to be, we're always in a different time. You know, the time, it's the timing of things. And so even with the timing, we have to be in the right alignment of things too. And so once we get into the right alignment, that releases our authority. That causes our authority to be released. You know, so if you're not in alignment, there is no authority. Why would God trust you or trust me with authority when I was never in the right alignment to hold the authority? So now I would just be as worse as a tyrant abusing the power in which I was given. But you said that the previous generation had to die off. So we don't have to die off naturally or even spiritually, but we have to be willing to trust the next generation to make it to the destined place, whether it's a place in God. Because my thing is, I don't want where my destination to God is going to be to just stop with me. My mindset should be that the generation that's coming after me, I would desire for them to go further than which I came. So what God had to do for the Israelites, because at that time they chose not to go further, they had to die. Like you said, that previous generation had to die off. And, you know, there are times when God has to do certain things. Like you said, God, the word of God says that God takes no pleasure that we shall perish. You know what I'm saying? But even when we think about when God first cleansed the earth, when God, you know, we learn about the flood, that I know that God did not take pleasure in watching his creation just die off. But in order for a certain point to be reached, he had to do things in a different extremity, at least for that time. But then you notice after the flood, you know, there are different things that God has to do. So he has to, you know, he'll remove his hand off a situation or simply allow a situation so that the mess in which was made before has to be slated clean. You know, the Israelites weren't always just in captivity. They were given chances. That goes to show how even merciful God is to even our present-day generation. You know, that everything should not just stop with me, but the next generation. You know, if wherever I don't go or refuse to go, God will pick somebody from another generation. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that the Israelites were in captivity for 3 years or 2 weeks, and then God just picked somebody out of that group. There were generations. There was somebody from a different age, not necessarily a lineage, because they all were still Israelites. They were from different tribes of Israelites, but they, you know, God had to pick somebody else. He had to pick somebody else from a different generation of a different mindset, you know, and so that's where, you know, and I'm confident in that, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, again, as I say, I know after a while my way, not that it was wrong, but my way may not be used anymore. You can't take an actual horse and force it into an engine and expect it that the pull, like a horsepower engine will pull the car, like will pull a vehicle that's supposed to be the engine. You know what I'm saying? People used to ride horses. I mean, they still do now, but, you know, we can't, from a different advancement, where people had to ride, you know, animals, or people simply walk. You can't, you know, at the Flintstones, you can't literally force your feet under your car and start kicking, thinking it's going to go somewhere. Now you have to have something that works for that advancement. So now the authority is the advancement, but we need the alignment. We need if you put once you put the alignment with the authority, then you would have been advanced. So if I'm not, if me myself, not just as Pastor Aaron, but as me myself, Aaron the man, if I'm not willing to fall under the alignment, and I'm not even going to say fall, because there is no fall, I'll simply go. If I go and be up under the alignment of God, then there will be no advancement. There will be no authority to advance with. So, you know, I just wanted to say I thank God for you on this morning, because there are some things, other things you said today, this morning, that I know is going to stick with me personally, because it's true, we have to armor up. You know, in this case, we don't have to war, because even the word wrestlers, we don't war against the flesh. We don't war against the blood. You know, but it's against principalities. And even with that, we don't have to war. But once we gird up and we put our armor up, you know, we put our armor on, not up, we put our armor on, the word of God simply tells us to stand. That's all you have to do. So that means you made this preparation and you no longer have to fight. Can you imagine the anxiety that people would face if you had to literally fight 24 hours a day? That would be just torn, just very. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
It'll wear a person out.
But you know, the word of God said God won't put more on us than we can bear. So God knew that all we needed to do was simply just to stand. Amen. I'm gonna turn it back over to you. If there's any last remarks you may have, and then after that, I'll turn over to the administrator if anybody has any questions or comments. Because, I mean, this was just a beautiful, powerful morning. I can say that, and believe you me, I understood every single thing you were saying. I mean, it even changed my perspective on a few things, because I'm going to keep it real. Even on yesterday, God, you know, I went to a place. I said, it's one thing, you know, for us as ministers, we can discern everybody else but ourselves. But I went to God. I said, God, I want to see me about me. So I had to go into a place within myself, and I learned that my limits are not up to this society or up to a man or not even the devil himself, but my limits are within myself, because if I was the disciple of myself, and I saw that. And so I'm in a place now that once I have acknowledged that, and I have made a mindset, came with a mindset that I want to break free from that. You know, I was sharing with my oldest brother. We were talking, me and him was, you know, discussing some things. He went through some things, and he was talking about how he has this newfound confidence, and he's got this feeling of joy and happiness. And I said, my brother, I said, man, that's liberation. That is true liberation. I said, you know, yeah, we know that there are things we still have to achieve, but there's no longer the stress. There's no longer the wear yourself down and beat yourself down because you don't may not have it quite yet. You know, but I said, man, you know, if you can picture a stronger version of yourself, you know, I made a comparison with him, and I'm gonna turn it over to you, I promise I will. I was saying that, you know, as you know, young boys, you know, we see bodybuilders, you know, and football players and basketball players and maybe our favorite artists, and we think to ourselves, I want to be the next so-and-so. But I said, no, you don't have to be the next nobody. I said, what you can do, I said, what I'm learning is that I don't want to be like nobody else. I want to be the best. And it's like something, you know, we heard from elementary. But I'm 25 years old. I'll be 26 next month, November 25th. I'll be 26 years old. And I'm making a mindset that my six-year-old self was right, that you can be the best that you can be. You know what I'm saying? So what I want to be is, one, not only the stronger version of the best version of myself, but I want that best version of myself to still stay in the alignment of God. And I know that once I'm there in that place in God, and as I continue being in that place in God, that, see, God has no limits, because, see, even my mindset, my best version of myself still has its limits. But I know with God, there is no limit. But see, it's the mindset that I'm willing to move forward. I'm willing to move forward in that. And I know, we know that God acknowledges acknowledges sincerity in all things in which we do, especially as we do it unto him. So, amen, I just want to just express that. And I want to turn it back over to you if there's any remaining remarks that you have this on this morning, and then we can see if anybody has any questions or comments before we close. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Pastor Aaron, for sharing and being transparent this morning with us, because a lot of times, you know, we may teach the word, and there are moments where we have to be open and transparent, because that's where we can meet the people where they're at, and they can see exactly that we're still human and we still deal with things in our lives that we're not exempt. You know, the same pressures that they deal with, that we all deal with, we may deal with it. How we handle it is what makes a difference. And so there was something else that I saw that I didn't read as well. And it's when we were talking about the whole armor of God, and, you know, the portion where it says, therefore, put on the complete armor of God, that you be successful to resist and stand your ground in the evil day. We know that these evil days are approaching as we see what's going on in the land. But if we allow the God's commandments, even though Moses shared the Ten Commandments, there's a whole bunch of commandments in here that God is requiring us to do, to love thy Lord with all thy heart, you know, with all thy might and with all thy strength. There's so many other scriptures in there. The scriptures in here that God is commanding us to do, to be strong in him and not lean upon our, you know, to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You know, allow these words, you know, even when you hear the encouragement words that are coming forth, breathe those words in and hide it in your heart so that you won't sin against the Lord our God, because he's going to take care of us no matter what. In Psalms 119:11, it says, your word I have treasured and stored in my heart that I may not sin against you. So keep moving. Keep being unmovable in this hour, in this season, for what God has for you, people of God. And even for myself, you know, I can say as well that not only will this word for me too, because we all are dealing with something. God has a purpose and a plan for us. And sometimes in those moments where you feel in doubt, fear, and disbelief, you have to learn to master the shift and be able to say, no, that is not of God. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to move forward. So people of God, learn to master the shift when there's doubt, disbelief, and trust God that what he said, he will do, and he will cover you, and he will keep you. His angels are encamped about you. So just know that God is for you. And if he's for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Administrator Brian. Oh, sorry.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Aaron. God bless everyone that's listening on the blog side, in the chat room as well. We don't have any direct questions, just statements of powerful word, Evangelist Pickett, and how it blessed them this morning. We appreciate you so much this morning.
Amen. I just wanted to say once again, thank you, Evangelist Pidgett, on this morning. I agree, this was a powerful word on this morning. I thank God for everyone who has come on this line, you know, those who had desire to come but could not make it on this morning. But I pray that as you all go to and fro to your assignments, that you shall have a blessed day, a blessed weekend, and continue on forth throughout the rest of this month and on to the next month and the month after that. And I just pray all your strength in the Lord on this morning. Amen.
Good morning.
Truly, immensely enjoyed the word this morning. Good morning to everyone that's listening in. I thank God, hallelujah, for capable vessels of God to expound on the word of God. The one thing that when you said, don't forget your armor, in the King James versions in Psalms 91 and 4, the ending of that scripture says that he is our shield and our buckler. It says the word, the truth of his word is our shield and our buckler. If we forget the word of God, if we forget the instructions as you stated in Deuteronomy when Moses began to give the children the instructions, every time that they forgot the word, the instruction, they laid aside their armor. Me being a natural soldier, a veteran of the United States Army, I knew how important it was to have my gear intact and have my gear with me, because if I didn't have my gear, I was out of uniform. And I was subject to UCMJ, action as uniform code of military justice. I was subject to be disciplined for not having my armor, not having my uniform intact, whether it was my rank on my collar, my name tag on my suit, whatever was out of alignment. Everything had to be in place. My boots had to be a certain way. My fatigues had to be a certain way. Even having my hat on, it's considered my covering. So if I went somewhere and I didn't have my hat on, I was out of uniform, subject to discipline. So I'm tying that into what you said this morning, Evangelist. When you said, don't forget your armor, God said you're supposed to meditate. When you went to Joshua, I said, Lord, she's going to tell my scripture. I love it. In Joshua 1 and 8, it tells us to meditate on the word day and night. And then when you go on down, it says he will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. But the key to it all is the obedience. You mentioned that Moses did not go into the promised land because of his disobedience. If we forget this armor, the instructions, they said the B-I-B-L-E is basic instruction before leaving the earth. If we forget the word of God, if we lay it aside, we allow the enemy to come in and take control. Our armor is no good. But getting back to my opening clause, he is our shield and he is in our buckler. If we stay in him, he is ever present. He's our very present help in trouble. We have a hiding place in him. There's so many scriptures to let us know that the armor of God, he told us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And I believe you read that this morning. Hallelujah. So we have to bank on the word of God to be our full protection, our up, our down, our in, our out, our forward, our backwards. Hallelujah. We can rest assured that no matter what, that's why he said, tell us, hallelujah, if when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Why? Because if we are in him, hallelujah, he's the greater one that is in us than he that is in the world. He is our full, full-fledged armor. But we have to be in him to have that, sustain that protection. God bless you, woman of God. I truly immensely enjoyed the word. I enjoyed you, Pastor Aaron, and your responses to the Word of God. And for those that are listening in, if you on the blog side, we appreciate you. Those on the conference call, we appreciate you. And remember, if you have a comment and you don't want to be audible, you can text 334-440-6152. And I thank God, hallelujah, for all the prayers, because the prayers of the saints is my medication. Trust me. I have not had to take pain medicine in like 3 days now, because I know, even though that sounds so weird, but I know it's the prayers of the saints. I know for a surety, hallelujah, because God is, there you go, he is my healer. He's my all in all. And him that I move and I breathe and I have my being. I've been have many surgeries, but I have never, ever, well, with the part of me having one surgery, they couldn't even believe. They was trying to pump morphine, and I was like, they said, are you not in pain? And I was like, no. And the nurse was like, came back and said, you're not in pain? Because I don't see you pumping the morphine. But I was like, no. So she's pumping it, and when she start pumping it, I start getting sick. And then I also started having pain. So I know, hallelujah, I prayed for those doctors' hands before they started touching my body. So God, he is in control. My life belongs to him, and my body belongs to him. So I thank him. I thank him every day for all that he has done. I'm turning it back over to your hand, woman of God and man of God. Thank you for doing a tremendous, outstanding job.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. So good to hear your voice again, Ms. Wilkes. And I thank God for the test you shared with us today. It's truly a blessing to hear how God has honored the prayers of those that of his, you know, that has been praying for you, and how God has came through for you. Go ahead, Pastor Aaron. What were you about to say?
Oh no, I was just come in agreement with what you just said. It was just an honor to hear from Dr. Wilson this morning. And that was just pretty much all. I just want to acknowledge, again, that she's still here, with us on the day. And I thank God. I just truly thank God for her, comments and her encouragement, that she always brings and provides. So once again, just thank God for you, woman of God, and God bless you.
Amen. And thank you, Evangelist Wilkes, for even sounding on the word as well. Because you just don't, sometimes when you're when you're reading the Word of God and God is teaching you something, someone always has a word that can also bring something out that you don't actually see yourself. And so thank you for sharing. And thank you for the opportunity this morning, because it's all God. It's all him. I take no credit for it. I give it all to him. So God bless you. Is there any questions or comments on the blog side or on the conference line?
All lines are clear on the blog side. Evangelist Pickett.
Okay. Anybody on the conference line? And
those of you that's on the conference line, please star 6 your line to unmute to acknowledge yourself so that they can know that you're there to expound on the word.
I bless everybody this morning. Bless the Lord for you all. I bless you, Evangelist Wilkes. And bless you on today. God bless you, Pastor Aaron and Minister Pickett. Bless you on today. Thank God for you all once again, allowing the Spirit of the Lord God to have his way and to bless us on this morning. So we honor the Lord for you all. I wrote down some of those powerful points that you released towards women of God. Thank you so much for blessing us as I was listening in this morning and taking some brain notes for myself. I too want to thank God for some of the things you mentioned, especially in arming yourself and arming our life. I stepped away from a few of my points right now, but I thank God for the important points that you PowerPointed to us and blessed us with on today, and to bring us into literally understanding how important it is to not only arm ourselves, but keep our mind through the armor of God and follow the instruction of the Word of God, and to stay in that place in the Word of God, that we may be protected under the plan of God. Another one that you said, keep focus on what's ahead. That's very powerful. Because so many people are not focused on what's ahead. They continue to go back to what's behind them. But I thank God for your points of keeping our focus on what's ahead. And another one is just knowing God will do it again and again, because we have to know that God is our provider no matter what's going on in our life. And another one that I like is I shared it with the people last night when I was teaching at our service. The devil is defeated. If we keep that before us all the time, that the devil is defeated, knowing that he's defeated, it gives us the power of victory. It gives us the power of victory. And I walk with the Lord.
Your name.
Your name.
Your name.
Your name.
Amen.
Your name.
We just have to know that God will do that.
You're amazing.
Your name.
Your name.
Your name.
Your name. So amazing.
Well,
that's
a
good song. You call the sun and the moon to shine. I'm so glad you're mine. Oh, I'm glad to say you're mine. If you're
you
know
you.
Tell your neighbor, you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracle.
I'm not even near the computer.
Lord Jesus.
I cannot explain it. This may not make sense. I know what it looks like, but I choose to go against that. And I'm speaking something.
You are not flesh and bone. You're everything brave and bold, and you're fighting for us.
Amen.
You are not distant and cold. Your heart's not angry and closed. And even in ways we don't know, you're fighting for us.
Amen. I got to the screen. But thank you, God. Whatever the Lord is doing, he spoke to us just a few minutes ago. So we bless the Lord. But I thank God for, once again, for those points that you released to us. And anything that I see now, nowadays, I look at it as a prophetic in God. So I bless the Lord on today once again for you, woman of God, and bless you, Pastor Aaron Myers, for you and the family, which on the first and third Fridays, and blessing us as well. That's it, brother, Minister Piggott. We bless the Lord for your teaching today, because it's what we need in a time where we need to come out or escape the things of the world and come into the things of God, and to remind us how important it is in the kingdom of God to not only wear that armor, but to continue to stay steadfast in the word of God. Something that was in my spirit when I think Evangelist Wilkes was talking about it, and we were talking, mentioned a little bit about Moses, decision, and that he made, that made him miss the promised land, or led him up to missing the promised land. As a believer, we continue to stay armed in God, and keeping our armor on in God, and keeping the things of God before us. He reminds us that we can't get angry enough to lose the promises of God, going on into eternity of grace, but letting anger overrule the decision of his righteousness, of the faith. Because it caused him to be angry and strike the rock. He missed out on a lot of things. And we can't let people, influences, or pressures in life to get us angry enough to miss out on what God wants us to have. So I thank God for this word on today, that we have to guard our heart with all diligence, protect ourselves with all diligence, keep our hearts steady on the word of God, and continue to keep our mind on him. Amen. Bless you on today, the both of you.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Ron Matthews, for coming on and expounding and allowing God to use this platform to be able to reach a generation that needs to be reached in this hour, in the season. And so I thank you for the opportunity as well as allowing my leaders, you know, to entrust me to be able to speak today and to be able to come on this line and share what God has put on my very heart to speak. And I'm truly blessed that it has blessed you. Even the songs that was playing, oh my goodness, I literally broke down in tears, yeah. But I praise God because yeah. He knows exactly what we need at the very moment. And I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I really, truly thank you.
Yeah.
Bless you.
We thank God for both of your leaders as well. Pastor Sandra Janey of our family fellowships and Apostle Maurice Jenderson and Prophet Eugene Simmons of Restoration Truth Ministry. Bless the Lord for you all as well. And thank you, Lord, for allowing the angels to play songs during this time. We thank God for it as well. Only God's will. He knows what we need right now. And we thank God for Pastor Aaron. And we thank God for Evangelist Wilkes today, too. Bless you all today, woman of God.
Pastor Aaron, I'm going to put it back over to your hand.
Amen. Well, you know, I'm really emptied out, which is not a bad thing whatsoever. But I do want to give honor to Prophet on this morning. You know, it's always an honor to hear your voice. You know, even down to, you know, you and your teaching, I listened while you went on live the other day. And I just wanted to do acknowledge that was a powerful, powerful teaching. And I just love, especially when you know, not to take away from what we're talking this morning now, but y'all, I mean, it's even listening as you keep talking about the world system and the difference between that, because honestly, I was doing some study on that as well, and I got a part two coming up about that. So even just listening to, you know, a father, you know, teach on such a thing, and then
you got a lot of noise in your background. We can hear you, but
I'm driving to work, but my car is kind of loud. It's a noise maker. Yes, sir. I do apologize for that. But I was just saying that I do give honor, to you as a father figure and a spiritual father. And just being a man of God in which you are, and it's a blessing to hear from you on this morning. And so with that being said, I just pray that everybody has an excellent Friday. Stay encouraged, stay blessed. I thank you all for your prayers that you have sent. You know, this past few months has been unusual for us. But I believe as long as we keep each other encouraged and stay in the face of God, I know for a fact that we'll go through blessings. That's
the question.
Amen.
Is there anyone else? I think somebody else is trying to come in. Amen. I think someone else was trying to come in. You can go ahead and stay muted, man of God. Is there anyone else that wanted to say something? I know it looked like someone else was coming in. Even with the music coming in, a little interruption. I wouldn't call it interruption. I call it a divine moment. Lately, we've been encountering some divine moments. Well, I know I have, so I thank God for the divine moment. Anyone else?
Hallelujah. Amen. Good morning, man of God. Bless you on today, Doctor.
Bless
you. To give honor to God today. Giving honor to Dr. Wilkes. Bless you, woman of God. Speedy recovery for you to Administrator Brian. To Pastor Aaron. Bless you, man of God, to Vantage Piggott. Bless you, woman of God. Amen. Jump from one assignment and try to jump over to listen to your teaching this morning. I certainly thank God for you being in the vein. I just want to encourage our Pastor Aaron. Just continue to stay before God. I think there's a ticket boarded out, and I believe Prophet boarded out just then, because as believers, men and women of God, we got to understand what's before us is bigger than what's behind us. Many people do focus on the past, focus on what the enemy is doing, but if we focus on what's ahead of us, and we know God is leading us and he's ahead of us, he's always bigger. And that's why I love to quote the scripture, great is he that's in us and he that is in the world. The enemy ain't got nothing on us. So I just encourage you, man of God, encourage you, woman of God, even in the midst of the tests, the trials, the things that you might be challenged with, you got to know that God, and you quote the scripture, Evangelist Piggott, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. I'm telling you, and it's so ironic that even you were teaching about the armor and teaching about girding up, and the Lord had me to release to the people of God this morning. I was on prayer call, conference line out of New York, praying for the people of God and releasing the word and dealing with the exodus for the people. You're in your exodus season, exodus time, exodus hour, where God is releasing so many from the carnality, the wilderness, the desert, all those places that have tried to hinder you from moving forward in God. All you got to do is just tap in. So I just encourage y'all, man and woman of God, to stay in the vein, and You got your victory. You just continue to walk in it. Hold fast to it. God promises it yesterday. Man, if he promised it to you, he's going to bring it to pass. And you can, as I always share with the people, you can take that check to the bank and cash it out, and you ain't got to worry about it bouncing. So be encouraged and know that God has you. I thank God for the teaching, the training, the equipment that he has y'all in, especially when you take such a role, position that y'all are in leadership, especially dealing with a generation that many of us can't reach at your age. Thank God again, Pastor Aaron, the wisdom that God has given you, man of God, and fans of the picket, the wisdom that God is even releasing and downloading you, woman of God, through even sitting under our leadership. I just thank God for you so much. And you're just in your elevation time. You're in your elevation time. And I have to say what a woman God said, give credit where credit is due. Elevation always requires separation. Minister Serena said that elevation always requires separation. And anytime you separate from yourself, that means it's no longer you, but it's all God. God can elevate you, and you can stay in the realm of the spirit. You can soar like eagles, but you don't have to run with the chickens. Because chickens, all they do is cluck all the time. Y'all know that. They're walking around pecking, amen. But when you soar high in God, and God will keep you in, he'll keep you in that place in the midst of all of what you have to endure, all that you have to go through. You got to know that God is with you. He said he'll never leave you nor will he forsake you. So be encouraged. Even as David encouraged himself in the Lord, be encouraged. Him, the good man and woman of God, be encouraged. Amen, because the enemy don't like what you have set out to do to touch people's lives, especially the younger generation. When the younger generation, sometimes they don't look up to the older generation or those that have stood the test of time, prophet. We constantly see them preach and we prophesy to them, but sometimes it takes someone on the level that they're on to teach, to minister to them, and they can gravitate sometimes more to that because sometimes we're familiar with certain things. Even though we could tell them that we've been through this, we've done that, and I always share my testimony how, you know, where God delivered me from, where God brought me, what he brought me up out of. I was really supposed to be 6 feet on. I really supposed to be spending time in prison, even though I had my time behind bars, but I thank God that he changed me. He changed me in my, that's what I call my immature state. In my immature state, I didn't know no better. I thought I was a grown man, but I was doing whatever I wanted to do.
Absolutely.
Selling drugs, robbing people, doing crazy stuff, getting high, going to the clubs. You know, I tell people, some people shame to tell their testimony, but I tell my testimony of what God can do, and he can raise you up to use you for his glory. So, man of God, woman of God, y'all be encouraged and know that God got you. Amen. Bless you on today, God.
Amen. Bless you, too. And you're so right. I think every generation brings with it a sound for that generation. And they, the woman of God was talking about keeping focused on what's ahead. And just know God will do it again. And our God is bigger. I mean, the devil is defeated. And to get to other point, we as servants of the Lord and people of God, we have to know that as men and women of God, that our children or our leadership will precede us. We have to prepare them for that. We have to prepare our predecessors. And oftentimes, we don't prepare our predecessors to take over the helm or to be in position. But God has to literally raise up generation. Moses prepared Joshua for the helm. So what was key, Joshua was willing to follow. And if that previous generation are not willing to follow or be trained, that's what makes it difficult for the generations to be able to know the truth of God and the word of God and even the things of God and enhance it to the next level. But what we're watching right now is more of the world stage, just people that are following instead of the platforms of God. And then what they see on the platform of the kingdom is really disappointing in some areas. But I thank God for the transition of staying armed and being armored by the word of God and keeping focused on the word of God and maintaining the word of God. And as Joshua said, the word of God do I hide in my heart that I might not sin against it. And I definitely don't want 11 years, 11 days to become 40 years of my life. Because at this stage in my relationship with God, I walk with God, we don't have a 40 years of foolishness. Not that we won't live that long, because I believe in this time, the new 50 years to 40, the new 40 years to 30, the new 30 years to 20, the new 60 years to 50, the new 70 years to 60. So God is reversing things for us to be able to walk into those things again. Well, I just bless the Lord once again for you all on today in the Word of God that you have released to us on this morning. Bless you again. And thank you, Apostle Simmons, for your leadership and watching it come through your daughter in the gospel over there, Pastor Jenny, for her leadership over there and the new responsibilities and duty that she's taken now there in Marion. And God knew what he was doing prophetically, because as soon as he raised up Aaron and evangelist and Pastor Dixon, look at what God allowed to transpire and transform. So he knew what he was doing, man of God. And we thank God for you stepping in that position, Pastor Aaron, and do what you do for not only the church, but the community and the educational system. So you're maintaining the arm of God and doing what is necessary to build the kingdom of God. The Lord is so powerful in what he does. While we're sitting here trying to mask out what God is doing, he already completed the problem that we're masking out. So that's how powerful God is. Lord, God bless the Lord today.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet Lawan, for, again, allowing us to come on the line today. We truly appreciate it. We don't take it lightly, the assignment that God has given to each and every last one of us. And I thank God that when he does call, when we do respond, he does, you know, provide the provision that we need for us to carry out the task. Because at the end of the day, we know that it's not about us, but it's about the people of God. It's about God getting the message out to the people. And so I thank God for you. I thank God for my apostle and for my leaders of Restoration of Truth Ministries. Thank you for your prayers and all that God is doing in the city of Virginia, in the state of Virginia, and in the city of New Bernevin. Yes, sir.
Amen. Bless you. Okay. Hello. Anyone else this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Pastor Aaron, bless you up today. Go ahead, somebody. You want to say something?
Just a quick reminder, Prophet Matthews, that this is the Pastor's Appreciation Month. Don't forget your pastor. Show love to your pastor's appreciation month. Also, the third Sunday in every month was adopted as Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you'd like to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at werestoretheletteru.org. You can cash app at @RFPIM, or you can Zelle at werestoreyou@yahoo.com. Don't forget your tickets, and don't forget your ads for the program booklet. The deadline on that is on the 20th. Excuse me, hold on. The deadline on that is on the 23rd for your ads. We have to have them by the 23rd. We can't take any more after then because we have to send them to the printer for setting and for printing. The 23rd is the last day for the ad. And don't forget your tickets. I think that's going to the last day for purchasing your tickets is going to be on the 27th, 28th or the 27th. We'll get those final to you. But the date for your ad is the 23rd. And a business card is $25, half page $50, $100 page for $100 for a full page. You can call us or text us at 334-440-6152 or 877-912-2027 so we can get it out and get that as quickly as possible. God bless you, Dr. Matthews. That's all I have.
Amen. Well, once again, we are in a powerful vein of blessings and knowing that God will be done. And I know everybody's transitioning into their work, job, and responsibilities after that. Once again, we thank God for Friday morning with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes and Pastor Aaron Myers and our teacher today, with the awesome woman of God, Minister Piggott today, Patricia Piggott. Patrice Pickett. Bless you all out today. And thank you, Evangelist Wilkes. Would you want to say any final words, Evangelist Wilkes, or anybody? All right, let me bless the Lord for you all. Thank you, God. Continue.
You know, Prophet, as I was listening to Apostle and all the comments that's being made this morning, I don't, and even when the interruptions of the songs, well, we have to say interruption, but when the songs were beginning to play in the order that they were being played, if you were listening to the words that were being said, they were definitely lining up with, especially that the last one said that he's fighting for us. He's fighting for us. And God is always, like I said, that shield and that buckler for us. He's our battle axe. He's our, you know, he's our everything. And we never, never, never have to, my thing is that I love when God said, vengeance is mine and I shall repay. That lets us know that God is always there to protect us from anything that tries to attack us. If we just keep ourselves being obedient and aligning with him, he's going to always be there to, that there's something about his protection. There's something about that we would say, he's that secret place. There's something about, I can't get over what Evangelist Pickett said this morning. Don't forget your armor. We cannot forget God. We cannot. We got to keep him in perspective. We have to keep him forefront of everything, looking to him, the author and the finisher of our faith. There's so many scriptures that we can bank on. And as the apostle said, they will not bounce. His word is going to accomplish that which it is sent. If we just speak the word, I always say, work the word and let the word work you. And if you do that, hallelujah, we will continuously to be more than a conqueror. So I thank God for the word this morning. I thank you, man of God, hallelujah, for just entrusting the vessels that God has put into the to expound the word, and you share your platform, hallelujah. And we know that when you are exalted, those that follow behind and work with you, they're going to be exalted as well. And God has just taken us into the diverse dimensions of his, the mysteries of his word. And I bless him for that this morning. And again, I just thank God for all of the people of God everywhere, whether you small, middle-aged, you know, young, middle-aged, or senior alike. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As my mother always will say, thank you. I appreciate you so very much, and God bless you, and have a glorious, glorious, glorious Friday. And I'm looking for the word of God. So I'm coming from Apostle in the morning. God bless you, people of God.
Amen. God bless you too, Evangelist Wilkes, and God bless the big team that is on here today. You all have a phenomenal day in the Lord. And continue to stay tuned as we transition with some things on our Facebook page and upgrading some things. We thank God for that. We're going to be doing what we call drive-by with the prophet throughout the week. So continue to look for a few seconds. We come on 4 or 5 minutes just sharing a word of encouragement as we prepare for the great transition in the earth land and exactly around the United States in our government in the land. Continue to have an awesome day in the Lord. Stay connected. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom, your court is our prayer for you all today. God bless you all.
Territory, fighting unseen enemies. like never before. We're waging war.
Celebrate! Get ready! for the Family Values Conference 2021 and birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. This happens October 29th through 31st, 2021. The theme, God's Divine Grace to Rule and Reign. Family Values Conference and Birthday Celebration 2021. Here we go. It kicks off Friday night, October 29th at 7 p.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 31 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. The guest speaker, Pastor Mel Flowers, Kingdom Harvest Family Church, Olympia Fields, Illinois. On Saturday, October 30th, 2021, from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. Your tickets are $70. It's the formal thanks note and birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews at First Assemblies International Church, 14559 South Green Street, Harvey, Illinois. The guest speaker, Mother Judy Hines, overseer of Overcomer International Network. Sunday, October 31st at 11 a.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. The guest speaker, Bishop Gary Wheeler of Changing Word Church International, Orlando, Florida. Get ready for a praising good time. October 29th through 31st, 2021. The Family Values Conference, 2021. And birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. A celebration that you do not want to miss. So here's what you do. Make plans to be there. Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon. Coming soon.